Ayotte is how you say the name. I had to go to the website that gives you pronunciations for some of these names of public figures. Kelly Ayotte, the Republican senator from New Hampshire. Very uncomfortable moment. This is another reason why the politicization of politicizing maybe is the easier way to say it. Well, no, it's a word. Politicization is a word. It's just not an easy one to say. So the politicizing, much easier to write, of the Newtown Sandy Hook Elementary massacre that President Obama has engaged in, bring family members out, making them believe as though, and this is totally false, by the way, that people who really wanted to prevent what happened at Sandy Hook, they would be on board with his gun bills and his gun laws. And that's the way he sells it. And not a single one of those laws that the president's seeking would have saved a single person at Sandy Hook Elementary. The ones that would have saved lives at Sandy Hook Elementary, armed school guards, those kinds of things. The president opposes that. But the president politicized it. The president has used those families of Newtown. And one of the consequences of doing that, besides poisoning the well of debate by injecting way too much emotionalism, another consequence besides dragging the families through the mud again and making them feel like people actually are okay with the fact that their family members were gunned down, one of the consequences is these kinds of uncomfortable exchanges. Kelly Ayotte was at a town hall event in Warren, New Hampshire. And Dawn Hochsprung, who was the elementary school principal at Sandy Hook, the one who went out to try to thwart or to stop the gunman as he entered the school, she was gunned down. Her daughter's name is Erica Lafferty. Her daughter stood up and made a comment to Kelly Ayotte. This is what she said. You had mentioned that day the burden on owners of gun stores that the expanded background checks would cause. I'm just wondering why the burden of my mother being gunned down in the halls of her elementary school isn't more important than that. Do you see what the sensationalizing of this, what it leads to? It leads to the misconception, it leads to the confusion that Erica Lafferty has. It leads her towards anger, believing that there are those that don't want to take precautions that would have saved her mother's life. Notice the question. You don't want burden on the owners of gun stores for expanded background checks, but I don't know why the burden of my mother being gunned down in the halls of her elementary school isn't more important than that. Well, who said it's more important than that? This is a false choice that's being set up. That you, if you favor expanded background checks, that means that you care about those that were gunned down. But if you don't favor expanded background checks, it's only because you just don't care about those people that were gunned down. That's a false choice. But it's passion-driven. It's emotion-driven. And obviously, this young lady lost her mother in horrific fashion. But this is inherently the problem with politicizing these events. Because the individual victims or family of victims are going to feel it necessary to defend the honor of their family members in the conversation, but they are truly, and in the final analysis, totally driven by emotional passions, not thoughtful logic. For her part, I think Ayotte handled it as well as she could. She said, "Erica, certainly let me just say that I'm obviously so sorry. And as everyone here, no matter what our views are, for what you've been through." Then Ayotte went on and replied, saying, you know, she wants to prevent that kind of mass shooting from ever occurring again, but that the Sandy Hook tragedy did not happen because of a flawed background check system. She did talk about addressing the mental health concerns as we move forward. And Ayotte actually offered to speak additionally with Erica Lafferty. Said she respected her differing viewpoint on background checks. So how did Lafferty respond to that? Stormed out of the room, according to NBC, because as they put it, she had had enough. As though Kelly Ayotte is just hurting her and making her feel worse and all of that. You know, I'm sure Ayotte probably had enough when Erica Lafferty first started asking this bogus question. This assuming and incorrectly assuming question. But this is the strategy. This is the point. Paint Republicans so that everybody believes that they don't care about the children of Sandy Hook because they don't support limiting Americans' freedoms. That's the whole strategy. Again, I think Ayotte answered as well as she could given the situation, but it's uncomfortable, and that's the whole point. That's why it's so despicable when the left uses these human props. But I guess it is what it is. It is what it's become. Still doesn't mean it's not sad. Thanks to our friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated, like those over J. Watson Creations, 401 Rainbow Drive, custom jewelry from mild to wild. Talk to Jeff today for all of your custom jewelry design needs. Well, you're going to love what he does, what he's able to turn out. More notice, longer notice, the better. He keeps pretty busy, but at the same time, if you've got certain pieces in your collection you'd like to know, could they be redesigned? Could they, you know, be differently bejeweled? Get over there and talk to Jeff at J. Watson, and don't delay on that. Get over there and do it today. Hey, my friend of the show, Micah Clark, sent out his weekly email. Apparently, local media, the moment Jason Collins, the NBA player that decided to tell everyone he likes having sex with men, because that's newsworthy, the moment that this happened, Channel 6 here in Indianapolis, and I assume some of the others probably did too, but Channel 6 started immediately going around asking for thoughts from folks in the pro-family movement, and I'm sure, you know, plenty of people there at Channel 6 that are opposed to that same movement. You got representatives of both. But anyway, one of the people that they came to was Micah. Said, give me your thoughts on, you know, this gay player, Jason Collins, coming out. Not surprised, but I thought Micah handled it as well as he possibly could. I'll tell you what he said. I'll tell you what he meant. And let you decide to tell me whether or not he hit the nail on the head. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Peter Hegg Radio Show.